It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have a lot of members of the Castle Country Acting Company. We're going to be talking about their production of Thumbelina that's going on this week. I've got some of the actors here with me. But right now, we're going to start things off with Katie and Maisie Iverson. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
So let's start talking about Thumbelina. Everyone knows the story of Thumbelina. You guys have kind of taken it and taken like classical music that's in the public domain that anybody can use, and you've actually written lyrics for it, so it's kind of a musical as well. And it's because you've got one person that loves to do the music, don't they?
Yes. My co-director, Emily, is amazing with music. She's great, and I never did that before, but since she's joined me, we've added music to all of our productions, and so we have original musicals, and this year's performance should be really great.
Okay, let's talk first. One of the things, too, when people look at productions like this, what's running time? Because sometimes parents don't like to take the kids if they are going to get rambunctious. What's running time on your show?
So our show starts at 6:30, and we have two productions actually going. So we have a small production, a junior production, with kids ages, most of them about 8 to 10, and they will do kind of a classical introduction to Thumbelina, so the original story of Thumbelina as Hans Christian Andersen wrote, adapted for the stage. And then we'll take a short break. And that first show should run about 20 minutes. And then our second show will begin after intermission, and it will run hopefully about an hour and a half. So to plan on about 2 hours.
Okay, now I'm going to bring some cast members in. I've got Amy Bischoff, Ellie Krantz, and Emma Krantz. Ladies, how are you today?
Good.
All right. Amy, I'm going to start with you. We already know your name now. I let the cat out of the bag, okay? Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm 9.
9 years old. All right, Amy, here's my question. What part do you play in the show?
I play narrator 1.
Okay. How many narrators are there?
There is 6.
Wow. That's a lot of narrators. That's a lot of learning. Now, how hard was it for you to memorize your lines?
It was hard, but I got the hang of it.
You did? And is this one question that I always ask people when they do theater? Is this something that you like doing and you're going to continue to do it? Or is this like, it was fun, but I'm going to go do something else?
I'm just going to come back here next year.
You're just going to keep doing it, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun, huh? And have you made a lot of friends?
Yeah.
Yeah? People that you didn't even know before?
Mm-hmm.
What school do you go to?
Creekview Elementary.
Creekview over there. So you're a coyote.
Yeah.
You're a Creekview Coyote. All right. Now we're going to move to Ellie and Emma Krantz. And something tells me that you two are sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start with Ellie first. All right, Ellie, how old are you?
9.
And where do you go to school at?
I'm 10.
You're 10? That's okay. You know what? It's good. Some ladies don't never ever tell the truth about their age.
I am homeschooled.
You're homeschooled? Very cool. Very cool. Now, what's your part in the show?
I am a narrator, and I'm narrator 3.
Narrator 3. And I'll ask you the same question that I asked Amy. How hard was it to memorize your lines for you?
Some of them were long and those were tricky, but it got easier.
It got easier as you went along?
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything that you're going to take away with you, like a feeling or anything like that from doing this show? Like, did you have a good time? Is there anything like that that you're going to remember?
I had a good time.
Did you?
And I want to do it again next year.
That's all that matters. Okay, now we're going to bring sister up. Emma, how are you?
Good.
Emma, let me guess. You're 10 years old.
Yeah.
See, I knew I could do it. And I would assume that you're homeschooled with sister as well.
Yes.
We should tell everybody, Ellie and Emma are twins. Okay, so it's hard to tell them apart. Have you guys ever, like, you know, moved around and told people you were somebody else?
No.
Yes.
Yes?
What? Yes.
Oh, one of them says yes, the other one says no. I don't know. I'm going to have a talk with mom about that. Now, what's your role in the show?
I actually...
Do you have a title? Are you a narrator or are you a...
I'm a narrator.
Okay. And did you have a lot to memorize for the show, too?
Yes, between all of my things, I had an amount.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. All right. So I guess the question to you then is, why should people come and see Thumbelina?
Well, because we worked hard on it, because it might be fun.
All right. Ladies, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Now we're going to bring in another couple cast members, Clara McCumber and Valen Unsworth. Clara, Valen, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
All right. We're going to start with you, Clara. Now, Clara, is this the first time you've ever done a production like this?
No.
No? What other productions have you done?
I only did one last year, and that was Princess and the Pie.
Okay. And was it with Castle Valley Acting Company as well?
Yes.
It was. So you're kind of a, we'll call you a veteran. How's that sound? What is it about working with Castle Valley Acting Company that you really enjoy?
The directors are really fun, and it's just a fun experience that you can have with the cast members, and that, like, I don't know how to put it, like, that bonding experience.
Okay. What is your part in the show?
I play a really sassy mouse named Adeline, and she's, like, this person that, like, hates Thumbelina, and it just, like, wants the spotlight on her.
I can see that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. How old are you, Claire?
I'm 13.
And where do you go to school at?
Mont Harmon.
All right, so you're a pirate.
Yep.
So let's see, 13, that means, are you going into 8th grade?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you only got 1 year left, and then it's out to the high school.
Yep.
All right. Now, as you said, this is the second production that you've done. Is this something that you think you're going to keep doing?
Yes.
Has theater gotten a hold of you?
Yeah.
Okay. And it usually happens at a young age. You know, it's terrible, but it's fun. And yeah, you do. You make a lot of friends, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to talk to Valen really quick. Valen, how are you today?
I'm good.
All right. Valen, what is your part in the show?
I am the King of the Prince. I'm his father. And I'm basically just the king.
All right. What about this role is fun for you? What do you enjoy doing?
I enjoy acting, but I also like to do a mix of things.
Okay. Is this the first production you've been in?
No. I've done this 2 other times. I've done Princess and the Pie and Chickenella, but I've also been in Peter Pan, which the middle school did, I believe.
Okay. And how old are you, Valen?
I am 13.
So you're the same age. And what school do you go to?
I'm going into high school.
Oh, you're going into high school now.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world now. And now you can be involved in productions of the high school. It's a lot of fun. And like I said, once people get into it, that's it. It takes them over. Do you think you'll keep doing it?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. Well, we'll work on you. If you were to talk to people about coming and seeing Thumbelina, what would you tell them?
I would tell them it'd be a fun experience for the whole family.
Well, thanks, guys. All right, I want to thank the actors for coming in. That was great. That it's always good to get their perspective on things. So, Maisie, we're going to pick on you now because, you know, you've been very quiet so far. Let's talk about dates and times. And before we get to that, though, I want to talk about the fact that they just told me you were in this show when you were very young. How old were you when you were in Thumbelina?
The last time we did this was about 10 years ago, and I was 3 years old, and I don't really remember it, but...
You can't remember it? Come on. So, has it been as much fun this time as it was the last time?
Hopefully. I don't remember.
So, are you acting in it, or are you just kind of helping out?
I am acting in it. Okay. I am playing one of the queens, Queen Orla. I don't remember what I played last time.
That's okay. It happens. It happens when you get older. Just wait. It gets worse. All right. So, let's talk about show times and dates, and how much is it going to cost to get in?
The dates for the productions are July 16th, 17th, and 19th. On the 16th and the 17th and the 19th, there is all going to be a 6:30 production. And then on the 17th, there is going to be a 2:00 matinee.
Okay. And how much does it cost to get in?
It is free.
Okay.
But donations are very gratefully accepted.
Okay. And that kind of segues into the next part. Katie, you know, we had you guys in here earlier in the month, and we talked about getting sponsors and things like that, because without sponsors, you couldn't do these kinds of things. So if you're going to the show and you feel like you want to give a donation, they'll be there. They'll be available to take donations. But you had some sponsors that you wanted to mention and kind of thank.
Yes, we are so grateful for everybody who's helped us out this year. We've had quite a few people give us donations, and we wanted to especially give a shout out to Castleview Hospital and ConocoPhillips. They have given us a lot of support, and we really appreciate it. They've made it possible for us to rent the theater and pay for our printing costs and do all of that, so we can offer this to the community so anyone can come. Our goal is, you know, we've got kids in these shows, and I'm sure every parent knows you've had a kid at dance or something, and you have, as a parent, you have to pay to get in. Well, we've got 4 performances, and if we had to charge everyone every time they were coming in the door, that gets expensive and difficult. So with the help of these sponsors, we make it so whether you can afford to pay to get in or not, we want everyone to come. We want people to be able to bring their families. We don't want anyone to ever feel like, I can't can't afford to take my kids to see this performance because it's too expensive. So we always offer free admission, and then donations always are grateful. We're grateful to have donations because we can use those the next year to help pay for props and costumes and things. But we really want everyone to be able, if you wanted to come to the show every night, we want that audience full every time for these kids because they've worked so hard.
Okay. Hey, ladies, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks to the actors that came in today. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's Thumbelina, and it starts Friday night at the Price Civic Auditorium. Get on out and have a good night, a fun and free night of family entertainment. Katie, Maisie, everybody else, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.